Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at a narration from Tabarani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, from the signs of the hour is, evil people will be raised in status and righteous people will be ridiculed. People will speak eloquently, but their deeds will be evil. And as you get closer to Qiyamah and to the last hour, this will become more prevalent. Why? A variety of reasons. One is materialism will be on the increase, and appreciation for religiosity will be on the decrease. To a large extent, we see it in the era that we live in today. People place a great degree of value on material things, on people who progress and people who excel materially, on people who have worldly possessions and people who have worldly positions. And they put very little value on people of religion, on people of knowledge, on actions that have to do with your spirituality and you being connected to your creator and maker. Now, the result of this will be evil people will be raised in status. It doesn't mean that every person who excels according to worldly standards is evil. You have many pious people who excel in their professions, who excel in their trade, who excel in their business. But in the main, materialism and money is such that many who excel will excel as a result of having to do dishonest things and do things which are impermissible. And therefore, they would be considered evil. But they will be raised in status because of the money that they have, or the position that they have, or the fame that they have. Righteous people, generally righteous people, don't enjoy that degree of prominence in a materialistic society, in a secular society, in a hedonistic society. So they will be ridiculed because they will be advocating that which is no longer fashionable. They will be saying, dress modestly when everybody wants to dress immodestly. So an immodest woman will be plastered on the front page of a magazine and on people's screens and on billboards. So the evil behavior is now being raised. And the righteous woman who's in a hijab or a niqab, she's the one who's ridiculed. She's the one who becomes the victim of Islamophobia. She's the one who is targeted within her community as well. She's the one who's seen as trying to be too pious. This is just one example amongst many examples. People will speak eloquently, but their deeds will be evil. Now, there's nothing against people who speak eloquently. Eloquence in speech is a good thing. But what is meant here is that the masses will get duped by those who are eloquent in speech, but their intentions are evil. Or those who are eloquent in speech, but their message is hollow because their actions are evil. That will become prevalent closer to the time, closer to Qiyamah. So we see it in Western societies and secular societies, but it's starting to impact, or it has impacted already to a large extent in Muslim societies as well, where evil people are raised in status, at times because of nepotism. They're not worthy of it, but because it's someone's connection or because it's someone's son, so they're raised. Or they're raised because people hanker after what they stand for. And righteous people will be ridiculed because to be righteous is no longer fashionable. And people who are sweet in their speech will be misleading others, because their actions are evil and their intentions are evil. May Allah grant us the ability to understand, and may Allah protect us. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.